5 interceptions of 2017.
Number 5.
Jacksonville's defense was in full swagger deep in the third quarter in Pittsburgh in October. Kelvin Smith's interception and 28-yard run to the end zone gave the Jaguars the lead, and as importantly, served as a body blow to the Steelers. But body blows rarely serve as the knockout punch, and with Ben Roethlisberger's resume, this one wouldn't either. The Jags defense was right back out there as Ben came off the Steelers' sideline. Roethlisberger, facing third and long, went back for Brown.
Dropping is Roethlisberger, goes to the middle of the field, that ball is knocked away and picked off. Barry Church picked off a tip pass to the 30, to the 25, inside the 20, inside the 5, he is into the end zone. That is another pick six, touchdown Jacksonville. This time it is Barry Church for the score.
Barry Church down the sideline for six. Another pick six for Roethlisberger.
We could see when he was in his back, you know, dropping back. We were in zone. He was kind of looking everywhere, trying to figure out who to throw it to and make one of those miraculous plays. But we were able to clamp down on our zones and, man, and force him to make mistakes.
Now that was a knockout punch. Two interceptions, two touchdowns, six plays apart. Now here's Jeff Lagerman to break it down.
Barry Church's interception at Pittsburgh. Boy, he's got to give a lot of credit to a teammate. Let's take a look. And that teammate is cornerback Jalen Ramsey covering Antonio Brown. And look at the reaction. As Ben Roethlisberger has a ball that's thrown a little bit too high, Ramsey right on top of things. And look at this ball. It falls right into the lap of Barry Church. And Barry Church has quite the lead blockers guiding him to the end zone. But since it's Olympic season, I can't give this a very high score into the end zone.